Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and over probably at least the next couple of weeks, if not 3 weeks, I want to go over something that I'm calling 6 steps to becoming a successful air traffic controller. And as many of you know, if you've been listening to the podcast any time at all, I like to listen to other podcasts, and specifically John Maxwell's podcast, and get ideas and get his thoughts on leadership and see how we can apply this as air traffic controllers and how we can apply this to you going through the academy or trying to become an air traffic controller. And so he has gone over 6 steps to successful personal change. And so when you want to change, you are going to go through 6 steps. And as controllers and as people going through the academy, you are going to change. You're going to change a lot. And I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your history is. I don't care if you are a military controller. I don't care if you are off the street with no idea what an airplane looks like. You are going to change. The academy changes you. And changes you in a lot of very good ways. But as you also know, if you've been listening to any of these podcasts, I am all about being prepared as you can possibly be before you get to Oklahoma City. And for those of you who are not in Oklahoma City yet, this may help you a little bit more. For those of you who are in Oklahoma City, take a look at this. Take a look at how you can implement this over the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, however long you have to go. And hopefully you'll be able to put it into practice at least somewhat over your remaining time there. And for those of you who aren't at the academy, take this as something that you can start implementing and start thinking about seriously before you get to Oklahoma City. So, 6 steps to being a successful air traffic controller. And realize that seeking to change is going to not be easy. But then again, anything that is worthwhile in doing, worthwhile to accomplish, is not going to be easy. There is nothing in this world worth getting better at and worth accomplishing that is not going to require you to sacrifice and is not going to be difficult to do. And so before we get started in the 6 steps, just some things to think about. When you want to change who you are, when you want to become a better version of you, a different version of you, when you want to change and make a change that is drastic, realize that you're going to feel very alone. And even in the academy setting where, you know, you're in a class of anywhere from 8 to 18 people. And you're all trying to go through this change, and you're trying to go through this change together. One thing that is going to happen is at some point or another, you're going to feel like everybody else is going at a different speed than you are. And that they may be going at a faster speed than you are. Catching on quicker. Learning things faster. And yet, you, in seeking to change, you have to focus on you. You have to focus on how you are changing. You have to focus on how you are step by step, and sometimes baby step by baby step, but step by step, you're getting closer to that change that you desire. But along the way, you know, as humans, we resist change. We truly do. We put it off. We procrastinate. We do anything else besides change. I know. I've been there. I resist every bit as much as you guys do. But in order to accomplish something, like I said, we have to change. We have to sacrifice something that either we enjoy doing, and we may have to put it off for a period of time. It's just what is required in order to accomplish something. So there are going to be times, once you make this decision to change, once you make this decision to get better, to accomplish something, there are going to be times, and many times, when you feel alone. And that is when you desperately need someone there that you can trust, that you can talk to, who is willing to take the time to be there for you and with you. It's so important. And it needs to be someone really outside of that class, outside of that group that you're all trying to accomplish the same thing. You really do need someone. And that will help with that feeling of being alone. And then the second thought, and this really goes for the academy. It's easier to turn failure into success than an excuse into a possibility. And what's funny is I had seen this posted by John Maxwell for several weeks, but I had not heard the podcast it came from. And in listening to it, I was like, wow, there are very few things that he says that I think just relate word for word, taken by themselves, relate to the academy more than this statement. It is so much easier as an instructor to turn a bad clearance, to turn a bad restriction, to a bad, you know, phraseology, bad process, bad steps. It's so much easier to turn that into the correct way of doing it than it is to deal with either students who won't make a decision or who make excuses for the decisions they make. When you're at Oklahoma City, I've said before, it's kind of like I was never in the military, but it reminds me of everything I've heard about boot camp and how they try to tear you down and then make you into the soldier that they need you to be. And a lot of that's physical ways of doing that in the military. At the FA Academy, it's a mental exercise. Okay. And you are going to have moments of failure. And that is fine. And that is part of the process. And it's very, very, very important to understand that. And to get to the point where you feel free to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. Don't worry about them. Mistakes are part of growing. Mistakes are part of becoming a better controller. And as an instructor, I can tell you, it is infinitely easier to turn someone who is making mistakes but is willing to make those mistakes and turn them and teach them and work with them to where those mistakes don't happen anymore. Infinitely easier. Someone who's not willing to make those mistakes is very difficult to work with, and it's very difficult to change. And some of that's perfectionism. Some of that's wanting to be right all the time. It's hard to help that person get better if they're not willing to go out on a limb and mess up. And as a controller, we mess up. There are an almost infinite number of ways to handle any traffic situation. Some will work out better than others. And sometimes you're going to paint yourself into a corner and you have to figure out a way of getting back out. That's part of being an air traffic controller. It just is. But you have to be willing to make a decision. You cannot sit there and not make decisions. It doesn't work that way. Okay, and number three, hope is the foundational principle of all change. And when you, even from the moment you sign up and fill out the bid and start the process, there is hope in doing that. And you are going to need, once you get to Oklahoma City, you're going to need to hold on to that hope. That's why in previous podcasts I've talked about how you have to take that dream. The dream, number one, has to be yours. It can't be someone else's. It has to be your dream. And it has to be so important to you that you are willing to sacrifice time with friends, sacrifice even time with family for a time. You have to give up things and sacrifice in order to accomplish what your goal is. And that hope is what is going to drive you. And having that vision of what the end is going to be like, that will keep you going during those times when you are going to make mistakes. Okay. So, having said that, let's get into the steps. And like I said, we may only do two of them tonight or this week. We may do three. Who knows? May go long and do all six. But number one, change your thinking and you will change your beliefs. Everything starts inside your head. Everything starts inside your head. Everything starts with those comments that you make to yourself and about yourself and about your goal and about whether or not you're going to make it to that goal. It all starts inside your head. And what you need to do more than anything at the beginning is keep, and it's going to sound so simple, and you know, you're going to be thinking, I think Tom's gone off the rocker. Positive thinking is going to help. And however you can get those positive thoughts in your head, get a system where you're keeping track of everything that you're doing every day, working towards accomplishing this goal that you have of being an air traffic controller. Look at it, and don't look at, you know, if you do have a tracker, and I do have a couple that are that I've offered. Don't look at the boxes that are not checked. This is not a contest. This is not even a number goal that you need to reach every day. You do this and you'll pass. No, because it just doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, each one of you are going to be different. But look at the numbers that you have worked on. Look at the things that you are getting better at. Look at the days that you have met the goal that you set for yourself for that day. No matter what that is, look at that positive and go, I'm a day closer. I'm however many steps closer to that goal. And I'm that many steps further away from where I was. Okay? You have to be positive, because the positive thinking will change what you believe. It will change what you believe about what you can accomplish. Okay, which leads to number two in the six steps. Step number two, if you change your beliefs, you'll change your expectations. And this is important. And these are steps that you're going to go through, I guarantee it, as a student at the academy. And it doesn't matter which discipline. It just doesn't. You change your thinking, and that changes your beliefs. You change your beliefs, and you change your expectations. You start positive thinking. You start positive belief. You start actually believing in yourself, and your expectations naturally rise. And that is so important. Your expectations rise. What you expect out of yourself just keeps going up and up. And when you keep doing that, and you keep changing your thinking, and you keep changing your beliefs, then those expectations keep going up. And you keep realizing that you're having to raise your expectations, because otherwise you're just accomplishing it. And you're not at the goal yet until you pass. So you have to keep raising those expectations. I've seen it over and over and over. And sometimes I wasn't a part of it. I was just sitting there getting to watch it. I've seen students helping students. I've seen instructors helping students. I've been the instructor helping students. And I've seen the look on their face when you give them that thought, that way of doing things, and all of a sudden they go, oh, wow, I didn't think about doing it that way. Or, oh, wow, I see it now. You change your beliefs and you change your expectations. And let's keep going on. Number three, when you change your expectations, you change your attitude. And at the academy, those of you who are there, have been there, you probably understand this more than those of you who haven't. But I've seen and experienced attitude changes. I've seen students go from what is most likely depression, clinical depression, to joy. See, there's going to be a time in most students, there's a time when that light goes on and they start to understand what they've been told at a deeper level. And the key to that is to practice and practice and practice. And the key to the practice, and I have a whole episode on this, is to practice purposefully, with intent, and correctly. John Maxwell has a saying, and I think he may have actually gotten it from someone else, but I'm going to attribute it to him. Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. So if you're practicing phraseology, if you're practicing strip marking, you're practicing, you know, the steps required for a task to finish it. If you're practicing wrong, you're just making the wrong way of doing things permanent for you. That's why it's so important, so vital, when you're at the academy, to practice with someone else who you trust to hold you accountable to do it the right way. Practice doesn't make perfect. It will make permanent whatever you're practicing, however you're practicing. And if you're going to make it permanent, you better make sure that you're making permanent the right way of doing things. Okay?
But when you raise your expectations, you change your attitude. You start to understand, whoa, that hope that I had, that goal that I had, it's still out there and it's reachable. And the look on students' faces when they start to believe that that goal is actually attainable is amazing. And it made moving to Oklahoma City, living in Oklahoma City, doing the 17-hour days from time to time, it made all of that amazingly worthwhile. It really did. But on the flip side of that, there were students that we couldn't get into. We couldn't reach. They didn't change the way they were thinking, which meant their beliefs didn't change, which meant their expectations didn't change, and which meant their attitude didn't change. And so keep that in mind. And then I want to keep going. Step number four, you change your attitude
and you change your behavior.
And so we're talking about, what are the end results? You know, that's always what's on your mind when you're at the academy, what's on your mind when you're thinking about going to the academy. You know, I mean, you guys are always focused on the results. And as an instructor, it was my job to focus on the behaviors required to get the results. That's why I came up with the activity tracker for studying both non-radar and radar. That's why I came up with the coaching program, is to help change the behavior when you need to. But if your attitude hasn't changed, if your expectations haven't changed from when you got to the academy, then your behaviors aren't going to change. And changing behavior is one of the crucial steps, if not the crucial step, in this whole process. Because it's your behavior, it's how you do things, that is going to separate you from the others, both in your class and in other classes. So you have to go through these steps. Some of you will be able to go through these steps fairly quickly. Some of you, it will take time. But you have to go through these steps. So changing your behavior can only be accomplished, really, once you've changed your attitude towards that behavior. It's all part of the process. Trust the process. And I guess we're going long on this one because I just can't leave it. I wouldn't do that to you. So step four, what we just went over. When you change your attitude, you end up changing your behavior. When you change your behavior, this is step five. When you change your behavior, you change your performance. Oh my. When you change your behavior, whether it's studying more, whether it's getting together with classmates to study instead of by yourself, when you have raised your expectations and you've affected and changed your attitude, and then you change your behaviors, what comes next? I know it's step five, it's not step six. But step five, change your behavior and you change your performance. I guarantee it. Change your performance. And that is what the Academy is all about. That is what the Academy is all about. Changing over a 12-week period, if you're in route, 10-week period if you're in the tower, but changing your performance and having your performance grow and grow and grow. That's what the Academy is all about. If you let it, if you are willing to do what is required to get to that point where your performance changes. I mean, that's what it all boils down to, isn't it? Getting to the point where your performance is so good that the instructors are like, well, you know, they may have messed up over here. You know what? I don't care. This person needs to be an air traffic controller. The FAA needs this person. That is your goal. If you have that as your goal, the goal of passing the Academy will happen. It will happen. Change your thinking to change your beliefs. Change your beliefs to change your expectations. Change your expectations to change your attitude. Change your attitude to change your behavior. Change your behavior. Change your performance. And then last step. Change your performance. And then, and only then, you change your life. And when you finish the Academy, and that day you pass, I will say, the day I passed, and they actually had a graduation ceremony back then. I wish they still had it. I still, on that day, had no idea what I was in for. I had been through the Academy, I had passed, I had been through the tower follow-on. And I knew the tower I was going to. And we went through, I think it was 4 weeks, a good solid month of follow-on, getting us ready to go to a tower. And when I left the Academy on a snowy February day, end of February in Oklahoma City, to go to the southernmost tip of Texas, I had no idea what I was in for. I had no idea the ways and the extent to which my life had already changed and would continue to change. I had no idea. And I can guarantee you, when you guys pass, You have no idea what just happened. You really don't. And for those of you in other countries, it's the same. You get through the training. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter which discipline you're going to go into. When you get to the point where you're accepted by the FAA or whichever government entity you're working for, the day that happens, you have no idea what's coming. And I can only tell you from my life and from the life of some of the people that I work with and I have worked with in the past, and we've talked about it, and our lives are totally different. A lot of us came from backgrounds that, you know, we didn't have a whole lot. I didn't come from an air traffic control background. My family was not in air traffic control. But I've known a lot of controllers whose parents were. And that's great. They still had to make that train their own, not just their parents. You have to make it your own. But your life changes. You are now officially, even though you still have to go through training, and it may be a couple of years, depending on where you're going, you still have to get through training. But the FAA starts calling you an air traffic controller. And you get to call yourself an air traffic controller. Your life changes. And it all started with changing your way of thinking. And it culminates with changing your performance and changing your life. And that makes it all worthwhile. I can tell you 100%
guaranteed, I have never, ever met a student who passed the academy who came up to me and said, "Tom, I wish I hadn't sacrificed what I did for these 3, and if you include basics, 4 months. I just wish I hadn't done it." I've never heard a student who passed say that. Now I have, in those tough conversations that I've had with students who did not pass, I have had conversations with them where they wish they had given up whatever it took. So, and those are the tough conversations. Those are the incredibly tough conversations.
So, do whatever you have to do.
Legally, of course. Do what you have to do. Give up what you have to give up. Sacrifice for a time in order to accomplish a goal. Because nothing worthwhile will ever
happen if you don't, and if you're not willing
to make that sacrifice.
And when it comes to this career
that you guys are trying to get into, I can tell you, the sacrifice is worth it. So, if you're at the academy, hang in there. Number one, don't quit.
That's number one.
Don't quit. You only fail if you quit. If you get to the end of the course and you don't pass, pardon me,
that's not failure. Failure is quitting.
Make up your mind before you go that failure is not an option.
Now,
having said that, there are some people who just can't quite get to the point they need to get to pass.
It's a number, but it's not failure. Not reaching that number is not failure. Not trying, that is.
So, if you're at the academy, number one, don't give up. Number two, if you're struggling, change how you're doing things. However that looks, and it's going to be different for each one of you, but change how you're doing things. Change your thinking. Change your beliefs.
Change your expectations.
And your attitude.
So that you can change your behavior and change your performance.
With the ultimate goal of changing your life.
So, we got through it all
in one episode.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys for continuing to listen,
continuing to
spread the word about the podcast. Thank you for
some amazingly kind words that I've gotten. Thank you. They help me in ways that you just unfortunately will never know. But thank you
for all the kind words. And remember, this is not a solo activity. We'll never, ever
be a solo activity. Being an air traffic controller is not a solo activity.
It is a team sport, a team career, and always will be. So don't try to do it on your own. There are strength in numbers. There's incredible wisdom in numbers.
Use it. And remember, if you need anything, need someone to talk to, need someone to figure out how to go forward,
no matter where you are in that journey, I'm here. You can text me.
And some of you have been, and thank you.
You can text me at 817-233-8199.
I always forget to say niner niner.
That's 817-233-8199.
You can text me.
Text me a question. Text me a comment. I will return your text. Or you can email me at Tom Haynes, that's TOMHANES,
@sidebysideatc.com. You can email me.
If you want a call, we'll set up a call. If you don't, we won't.
But I will answer your emails. And you can always go to the website, sidebysideatc.com. Learn more about the coaching programs that I offer. Learn more about the video lessons that I'm offering.
But thank you for your continued support. And thank you for hanging in there with me and for listening. And as always, like I said, it's not a solo sport.
Have some people alongside you. Have some people going through it with you. And if you need someone, let me know.
So until next week, goodbye.